So today we will be reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7 and text, today we will read 27. Please repeat after me. Iksha dvesha samutthena dvanda mohena bharata सर्वभूतानि सम्मोहम् सर्गे यान्ति परन्तप इच्छा द्वेष समुत्थेन द्वन्द मोहेन भारत सर्वभूतानि सम्मोहम् सर्गे यान्ति परन्तप इच्छा द्वेष समुत्थेन द्वन्द्व मोहेन भारत सर्वभूतानि सम्मोहम् सर्गे यान्ति परन्तप इच्छा द्वेष समुत्थेन द्वन्द्व मोहेन भारत सर्वभूतानि सम्मोहम् सर्गे यान्ति परन्तप इच्छा डिजायर द्वेष and hate samutthena arisen from dvandva of dualities mohena by the illusion bharata o swain of bharat sarva all bhutani living entities Sammoham into delusion. Sarge while taking birth. Yanti go. Paramtapa, O conqueror of the enemy. O conqueror of enemies. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. O Sen of Bharat, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arising from desire and hate. Purport. The real constitutional position of living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by the illusory energy and can't understand the Supreme Personality of God. The illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with the Supreme Lord and envisage Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees who are not deluded or contaminated by desire and hate can understand that Lord Sri Krishna appears by His internal potencies, but those who are deluded by dualities and nations think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is created by material energy. This is their misfortune. Such deluded person symptomatically dwell in dualities of dishonor and honor, misery and happiness, woman and man, good and bad, pleasure and pain, etc. Thinking, this is my wife, this is my house, I am the master of this house, I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of delusion. Those who are so deluded by dualities are completely foolish and therefore can't understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iksha dvesh samuthena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. So here in this verse Krishna explains how the living entity, when they are in conditioned stage of life, conditioned living entity, what is the reason that they can't understand absolute reality? Before this verse, Krishna talks about himself. Vedaham samtitani vartamanani charjunam. Bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana parchana. Krishna says, Vedaham, I know samtitani is past. What has happened in the past? Krishna says, I know perfectly everything. Vartamanani, and in present, what is happening? Krishna claims that he knows everything. And bhavishyani, in future, what is going to happen, I know everything. Mam tu bhutani, mam tu vedana kashyanam. But unfortunately, nobody knows me. Mam, me, Krishna says, mam tu vedana, doesn't know. No one knows about me. Even a single person is not available who knows Krishna. Mam tu vedana kasha. No one knows me. Because in a living entity, ordinarily jiva, they are illusion. They are influenced by material energy of Krishna. That is the reason why they don't know about Krishna. Sahyat mam tu vedana kashyanam. Krishna says, my knowledge is not checked by any energy. Even Krishna's superior energy, even superior energy or internal potency of Krishna, it has no potency to check, to cover the knowledge of Krishna. Then what to speak of material energy of Krishna? Vedaham samtitani, I know what had happened in past, and I know perfectly what is happening in the present, and in future what will happen, everything I know. But living entity, besides, we know, despite the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as a Paramatma feature situated in everyone's heart, we have so fortune that Krishna is residing in our heart, very closely residing in the core of our heart. This is fortune part, this is our glorious part, that Krishna is always with us. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he is situated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hridisan nivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna is situated in the core of heart of every single living entity, and from him comes remembrance, knowledge, forgetfulness, everything. But our miss, that is a glorious part of us, that Krishna is with us. But our misfortune, bad luck, that we don't understand Krishna. Despite he is situated in heart, still, in the previous purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that some are fortunate enough. They sometimes realize the Paramatma feature of Krishna, Paramatma feature of absolute reality, that is localized super soul. And some are fortunate enough, they also know the impersonal feature of Krishna. Living in detail, sometimes they are indifferent, they live a heart and they can understand as Paramatma situated in everyone's heart, Paramatma feature, and someone can understand, they do realize the impersonal feature, Brahman of Krishna. But when it comes about the Supreme Personality of God is Shyam Sundar Phar. The Mam to Vej Dana Kasha. No one knows that one. Even big personality like Brahma and Shiva, they are also sometimes very much bewildered to understand this personal feature or Shyam Sundar form of Krishna. So here Krishna says, I know everything, but Mam to Vej Dana Kasha. Why they don't understand? What could be reason that a living entity doesn't understand, we do not understand about Krishna, we don't realize the Krishna, especially this Shyam Sundar form, the Supreme Personality of God, full of all six opulences. Krishna here says, Iksha Dvesh Samuthena Dvanda Mohena Bhara. Iksha means desire. And Iksha Dvesh means hatred. If something is very favorable or pleasing for our senses, for our sense gratification, for those things we develop desire, a strong desire to get it. That is called desire, Iksha. And dvesh, in this material world, there is something which is not favorable, not very much pleasing for our senses or our sense gratification, then we hate that person. There is theory, dvanda, dualities. Dualities means there is theory, of course, Vedic theory, that there is two aspects, two features in every single thing. That talks about that there are two opposite principles or two opposite aspects in the same thing. That is called dualism, the theory that maintains that. There are two opposing feature, opposing quality in the one thing, everything. Like our body, the birth and death, they are duality. Happiness and distress, honor and dishonor, pain and pleasure, heat and cold. This is called duality. In this material, this is the principle of this material, but as long as we are situated, we are conditioned in this material existence, we will be forced to experience this duality. So, Iksha Desh Samuthena Dvanda Mohena Bharata. Due to this dualities, a living entity is deluded. Sarvhutani sammohams, they are deluded, they are bewildered. Delusion means deluded means when we have wrong opinion about ourselves or our position, that is called delusion. We have some understanding about us, and if it is wrong, then that is called delusion, a deluded idea. And first of all, we don't know ourselves, and we are not very much clear about our position. So that is called delusion. And due to that ignorance, delusion, bewilderment, and that has come with that have arisen from the duality of this material world and were completely confused. And our this confusion, our delusion is sarge yanti paramta. It is from very beginning of creation. And this due to our previous past karma, we have developed desire and hatred, iksha and dvesh. So here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks of how we are deluded, we don't know ourselves. The real, the constitutional position of a living entity is that he is part and parcel of Krishna, servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarup Hai Krishna Nityada. This is our real identity, true identity. We are subordinate of Krishna. Krishna is our master. But when this knowledge is not there, we are separated from this knowledge, we are away from this understanding, then delusion comes. So we identify ourselves as the body or anything related. We consider that I am this body and anything connected with body is mine. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada about quote Chaitanya, very famous. The real constitutional position of a living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is the pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, this understanding, then everything, all our misery, all our suffering starts. Iksha desh samuthena dvanda mohena bharata dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sammoh bewildered. And due to this, Sri Prabhupada talks about we think in the term of duality, like pain and pleasure, sukha and dukha, lab and hani. then we consider, like here Prabhupada talks about I am mine and woman. These are duality. And due to this duality, we develop extreme attachment for this thing. We are due to this duality arising for delusion. What happened that we develop attachment, strong, extreme attachment for this body and extreme attachment for anything related to this body. That is called attachment, desire. Desire, when condensed, it becomes very much strong and develops attachment. As long as attachment is there in the delusion for the not as a false reality, then certainly we will have to suffer in this material world. So Krishna talks about this is the reason, ignorance. We are as when we reject the subordination of Krishna and we think that we are independent, whatever we want we can do. Immediately due to the external energy of Krishna, Mahamaya, we become bewildered and our suffering starts. And as long as we will maintain this false identity that I am this body and anything and everything related to this body is mine, our suffering would continue. So, in the previous verse, Krishna talks about himself. Krishna knowledge could not be checked by any energy, even his internal energy, Krishna's energy, that superior energy, that also is called technical is yog maya. Even yog maya has no potency to check the knowledge of Krishna. What to speak of mahamaya, material energy. But we are bewildered. Sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti param tapa. Therefore here, towards the end of the chapter, Srila Prabhupada, these are the duality of delusion. Those who are so deluded by dualities are completely foolish and therefore can't understand the Supreme Personality of God. If really we want to understand the Supreme Personality of God, then we, first of all, we must accept the subordination of Krishna. Krishna is master and we are his subordinate, we are his servant. And when we surrender into the lotus feet of Krishna, then only by the mercy of Krishna we can understand Krishna. We can make any effort, any endeavor, but our attempt is not good enough to understand Krishna. In one place in Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that maybe all scientists together, Shiva, Brahma, Sankadi, get together and they may be able to count the every single particle, every single dust of the earth. But with their endeavor, where they attempt, they could not understand the quality, transcendental Roop, Gun, Leela. They can't understand Krishna perfectly. They may be able to count the every single dust of the earth. All the dust they may count. But when the question comes of counting the qualities or the guna of Krishna, they can't. Only we can, by the mercy, anugraha, when Krishna is pleased with us, then he reveals to ourselves. This is a question of revelation. But somehow or other, if we are able to please Krishna, when we render service in such a way that Krishna completely pleased to us, then he reveals in our heart. That is a question of revelation, not that our with our prayas, our individual, we can't understand him. So, and this is also difference between Krishna and us. Srila Prabhupada talks about when we are deluded, we are bewildered, then sometimes we try, especially impersonalist, Mayavadi, they try to become absolute reality, or at least they want to merge into absolute reality. And same time they envy, they are very much envious to Krishna. They don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they are very much attracted to the impersonal feature of Krishna. So they are also trying to merge into existence are the impersonal feature of Krishna and envy Krishna. They become developed enviousness to Krishna. As long as this tendency would be there in the living entity. In the one of the previous talk verses, Krishna when talks about the worshipper of demigod worshipper, for them, Krishna says, alpa buddhaya. They are, alpa means little, buddhi means Hindi. the worshipper of demigod, alpa buddhaya. And when about, Krishna describes about impersonalist, directly Krishna, abuddhaya. One is alpa buddhaya, little. Demigod worshipper, they have very little intelligence. Alpa means thoda. Alpa Buddha, very little, they have very little fund, very small fund of intelligence. Worship demigod worshipper. And when Krishna talks about impersonal, then in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has used the word A Buddhaya. A means not. Buddhi means intelligence. At least, demigod worshipper, they have little intelligence. But about the impersonalist, without intelligence, then of course they don't have at all, they have no any position. When comes the impersonalist, though they are considered superior because they have some idea about transcendental reality, but when it comes that they want, they maintain the theory, of course, Shankaracharya, like the founder of Mayavad philosophy, he talks about the identity of living entity, who we are. Slokardhena pravakshami yaduktam grantha koti bhi. Shankara talks about, I am going to tell you half verse, half a slok. Whatever is spoken in millions of books, granth, I am going to summarize and I will reveal, I will tell in half verse, slok ardha, adha, slokardhena prakshami yaduktam granth koti bhi. What you are want to say? Brahma satyam, Brahman, it means the impersonal feature of Krishna. Or Brahma is Satya, to Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, and this Jagat, this universe, is Mithya, false. It has no existence, no reality. It appears to be like this, but actually the material existence, universal existence has no any reality. They are not real. And Shankaracharya gives the example of this sapna in dream. We experience many things, but there is not factual existence of those things. Similarly, though we are seeing around us, we are in this material world, everything, mountain, the rivers are there, people are there. But exactly it is not existing. It has not real existence. It simply appears as we experience many things in sopna or dream. And then what you want to about identity of living entity? Brahm Satyam Jagan Mithya. And the jiva, the living entity, is the absolute reality, Krishna himself. Brahm Satyam Jagan Mithya. So, jiva, living entity and Krishna are absolute reality, Brahman, identical. At least, the Mayavadi maintains that he may not be in this condition, a state of life. We may not, the Krishna himself, we are not equal to, but when we become liberated, at the liberated state, jiva brahmaiva, the jiva, living entity, will become Brahma. Now, first of all, they don't have like every single living entity, jiva, jiva brahmaiva, jiva, or living entity, soul is absolute reality. They are absolute reality. Krishna and living entity are identical, they are no different. Or their sober way may be different in this present condition state of life, but once we will become liberated, certainly we will become equal to Krishna. So whosoever, one is demigod worshipper, they are very much interested for sense gratification. they want to enjoy the sensation to maximum extent. For that reason, they worship demigod and they want their elevation to heavenly planet where can they enjoy life. That long duration of life they can enjoy. So those are, they are, when Krishna talks about them, demigod worshipper, Krishna said, Alpa Buddhaya. They have Alpa Buddhi. Alpa means little. They have little. But when Krishna talks about impersonalist, Mayavadi, then he talks about A Buddhaya. A means not. Buddhi means intellect. They have no Buddhi at all. idolist demigod worshipper, they have some concept of personalism. The demigod, they also they know that Krishna is like a master of the demigod, Ishwara. But since we have nothing to do with pure devotional service, we are very much interested for sense gratification, they are worshipping. To some extent, they accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But this Mayavadi, they have, so they are more dangerous, more degraded, because they directly envy Krishna. They become very much envious to Krishna. So Mayavadi are impersonalist. When comes, when about in the term, when think about the term of intelligence, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that Mayavadi, they have no intelligence at all. They have no buddhi. Without buddhi, there is no brain substance, intelligence existing in their brain. No intelligence there. So, here, in this particular verse, Krishna talks about what could be the reason, what is the reason that a living entity is unable to understand Krishna. Krishna says, Iksha and Dvesh, desire and hatred. Desire for, which is pleasing for our senses, and hatred for, hate for anything which is not pleasing to us. So we have to come out from this. Dvanda mohena bharata. Once we are in this, become bewildered, are we deluded? Deluded means we identify ourselves with something wrong thing. That is our deluded. Illusion is, you are in Brahma, you are bewildered, don't know what I am. About, when it comes about, suppose, conceptual position of a living entity that is like servant of Krishna, Krishna swarup hai, jivera swarup hai, Krishna nityada. This is purpose understanding. And bewilderment means we don't know whether we are servant of Krishna or we are confused about our real identity. But delusion means we are not confused. We are maintaining some wrong opinion, some wrong thing we have identified. Like if I don't know whether I am soul or atma, I am bewildered. But when comes that I am this body, I am not soul, that is called delusion. So either illusion or delusion, or bewildered or deluded, it will exist in our, as long as we have desire for sense gratification. Sarva bhutani sammoham. And also Krishna, when this bewilderment, agyanness started, sarge, from the very beginning of creation. And how, from very beginning of creation, how come that iksha and dvesh came in our heart, our existence? This came because of previous karma. Before creation, there was creation, and we also existed there. So we have done some karma. We have performed some fruitive activity. And the seed of the fruitive activity performed previous to previous life is there. And when the present creation started, all the living entities were merged. They are in the Mahavishnu, in the existence of Mahavishnu. When Mahavishnu inhales, all living entity, everything comes in within him. And then during the creation, when Krishna exhales, then all living entity came into existence. And according to the previous karma, again, Iksha and Dvesh also existed. So, Sarge Yanti Paramtapah, some time immemorial, this we have developed Iksha, desire and hatred, and that is the reason why we are very much attached for sense gratification. And as long as sense attachment for sense gratification will exist, we will not be able to understand Krishna. We will not able to realize ourselves. We will not able to realize the position of Krishna. We will not be able to realize our relationship with Krishna, and same time we will not be realize how we can develop the relationship again. Relation with Krishna, Jivara Swarup hai, Krishna Nitya Das, this is the our realization. A devotee realize, first I realize that I am not this body, I am not the master, I am servant of Krishna. Part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of His Master. And our relation with Krishna is master, servant or master. And our duty is to serve Krishna. So, this is called realization. We will be bereft from this realization as long as we are not taking shelter of Krishna. With our endeavor, our prayas, we will not be able to understand Krishna. If we will render devotional service, pure devotional service and lotus feet of Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna will reveal himself unto us. Otherwise, even the big personality, Krishna says, Yoga Maya Samavrita. Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrita. I never manifest, reveal myself. Always yoga maya samabrita. Yoga maya by the potential, yoga maya covering potential, yoga maya by the potency of yoga maya. Krishna has right or potency to hide himself. So even some people, the face to face, even they could not understand. Yoga maya samabrita. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabrita. Mudhoyam na vijanati lokam mamam ajabhyam. My position, it will not be able, they will not understand. So, here, in basically, Krishna says, what is the reason that we don't understand Krishna? Krishna is so close. Sarvasya isvara sarbhutanam hridese arjun tishtati. Brahman sarbhutani yantra rurhani. The Krishna is there, right in the core of our heart situation. This is our for still we are not able to realize His existence. We don't feel the presence of Krishna in your heart. Krishna is there. All the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita repeatedly teaches, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivesto. I am situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarbhutana hridese arjun tishtati. Ishvara, the Paramatma. Our Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Is still so close person, nearest person, but we don't understand Him. Mam tu vedana kashyana. Krishna said, no one understands me. Very extremely difficult to understand. despite his presence in our heart. So if we are really interested to make some substantial progress in spiritual life, we must take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna, we will be understand our real identity. Krishna jive ra swarup hai Krishna nityada. The constitutional position of a living entity is that is eternal servant of Krishna. This is our relation. Next verse, Krishna talks about who can understand Krishna. Yesam tant gatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvand moh vinur mukta bhajante mam dhrha prata. Here, because if dvand iksha dvesh samuthena dvand mohena bharata, due to the delusion arising from the duality that checks us to understand. But who can understand esam tant gatam papa? Whose sinful activity is completely eradicated, free from all sinful activity. Esam tu ant gatam papa, whose pap, sinful activities had gone to the end. Jananam punya karmana, and who has acted partially. First is sinful activity, sinful reaction of all has gone. Finish, and he acted punya karmana. Te dvand moh binur mukta, they become free from dualities of this material world, and then bhajante mam. they do bhakti, virha vrata, with firm determination. With determination they bhaj. So we should, of course, for all reasons, we should take shelter of Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, especially in this verse, Prabhupada talks about Shyam Sundar, that one, we will understand him, and we will revive our pure attraction for Krishna. Surrender to Krishna by His mercy, by Krishna mercy, we will revive our pure Krishna consciousness. Also, Vedic literature describes, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, that pure attraction is existing in our heart. Nitya siddha krishna prema sadhya kabhunaya sravana adi suddha chite karayu. Pure Krishna consciousness or pure attraction, pure love for Krishna is existing in every living entity's heart. In pure state we are pure devotee, we are pure love for Krishna. Not that we have to earn something, we have to bring something from outside. It is there. Nitya siddha krishna prema. Krishna prem is there. Pure Krishna prem is existing already in our own heart. Nitya siddha krishna prem sadhya kabhunaya sravan adi suddha chite karaya udaya. Sravan is beginning. Sravanam kirtana vishnu asmanam. When we engage our senses in devotional service, then Krishna prem, attraction for Krishna, it will be manifest in our heart. So for that reason we need to take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. Unless and until this is done, it is not possible to make any substantial progress in a spiritual life. So here I stop. You have any question or comment?
So far, Lord has not been revealed in my heart, although I am 10 years trying to do something. If with your Asirvad, some days Lord is revealed, kindly explain what is actually meant by physical revelation and how it is different from manifestation. I have read the revelation in the case of Brahma, and not only he could see the Lord, but he shook hands. Then there was a long dialogue. So in our case, what is possible? How I will know if the Lord has been revealed in my heart?
One point. The very celebrated verse of Brahma Samhita, Premanjanak Shrita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayesu Vilokayan. Eyes of devotion, with eyes of devotion, and it should be decorated or ointment, that is called love. Eyes of devotion, and in that eye, devotion eye, there should be anjan, an ointment, prem. Premanjana kshrit bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayesu viloka. When we serve Krishna with agraha, prem and agraha, then we will feel the presence of Krishna in your heart. First revelation will come that we will feel this. Now we don't, where is Krishna? We don't know any feeling. But once we will feel that Krishna is there situated in your heart, first feeling will come. When prem and preman janak shrit bhakti vilochanena santa sadai, with love and devotion, when we serve Krishna, we take shelter of Krishna, then we will be able to feel the presence of Krishna always in our heart. Not only feeling, Brahma says that we can see face to face. And this experience, when Dhruva Maharaj was meditating, so though it was like meditation, but it was not merely meditation, rather Dhruva Maharaj was seeing the Lord in his heart. He was seeing. One thing in meditation, contemplation, that we meditate, we have some scene, some form, some photo of Krishna, and then we try to meditate, remember. Contemplate on that form. This is called meditation. But Dhruva Maharaj was within, he has closed his eyes, and within he was seeing the Lord. So Brahma ji advised that Premanjana Shurita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaha Sadaiva Hridayesu Vilokena Yam Syam Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam. Syam Sundar, Brahma talks about Syam Sundar. Tribhanga, Krishna standing with three places bent. That form we can see by prem ka anjan aur bhakti ki aankh. Eyes made of devotion, and it should be decorated ointment by anjan. Then only it is possible.